Hi, it's Honey.
Who else is it going to be on this channel? So this is a little bit different. I'm posting different things. I'm not even sure what this is. I get asked a lot about whether I write my own scripts, and I don't. I improv, and people seem really surprised by that. It would be so much easier if I could script these things, but I have an issue, which this makes it sound so massive. And so I suffer from dyslexia. I love the way I just say that. I'm a tea addict. I make so many mistakes when I write. And it really does knock my confidence a lot. It's just thinking about making mistakes makes me really uncomfortable, because when people see mistakes, they make an assumption, and it's not nice. So this is a little bit about dyslexia. Dyslexia is something which is, it just makes things more difficult. I have a habit of missing out words and transversing letters and numbers. Oh, I'm awful for numbers. I always do that, and I have to double check everything. It's really frustrating when you make these mistakes and you don't catch them, and then you send the message and it's like, oh, fuck. It's why I sometimes find it difficult to write blurbs for my audios. Because there's nothing worse for me than getting a comment saying, oh, you've made a mistake. Now, I know that they don't mean it in that way, but because it's a shortcut to my neurotic kingdom where my anxiety and doubt lives, it's just I've seen a lot of documentaries and lots of news reports where they say that dyslexia does not mean that you're not intelligent. Okay, thanks for telling me that. I feel so much better. But it's amazing how little things can chip away at you. Oh, it's just so frustrating to me. If I didn't have dyslexia, would I still be me? Would I be as creative? I mean, a lot of my audios are the way they are. Wow, that sentence was appalling. But it's true. Missing the point. Jumping around, jumping from topic to topic, I do this. A lot of my audios would not be the audios that they are today if I had not improvised them. And if I could write scripts, they would not be the same. Even when I read a script, I always go off the line. I'll be honest with you, because I lose my place. I lose my place in the script, and I have to spiel until I can find it again. But if I could write a script, would it flow? I think if I tried to script an audio, it would just be. I think it would lose an aspect of me because I would have to go over it so often, over and over, trying to just pick all the mistakes and just hunt those little fuckers down. That being said, dyslexia is a fucking pain. It's a fucking annoyance. It's invasive. It gets into everything. Sending work emails, sending messages, everything. And there's in every instance of everything, there's always that, oh, fuck, I fucked it up. Oh, and dyslexia and autocorrect? Fuck you. Fuck you so fucking much. I don't know if this is getting to know me better or making you aware that. Oh, I don't even know what this is. I think it's just sometimes the things that try us actually make us stronger. If I could write in a fluid-like manner, if there was a smoothness, a confidence about my writing, would I have this YouTube channel? I have to think on my feet because I can't write shit down. If I'm doing a script, the way I make it mine is that when I get lost, I start pedaling furiously, scanning a page, trying to find where the fuck I'm meant to be. I've just noticed that my body language is very closed. I've crossed my arms. I'm feeling super self-conscious. And that's probably the worst thing about dyslexia. The way it affects your confidence. And given the importance of the written word in everything, in school, in employment, on the internet, where everything is written. Sometimes it just feels like there's an invisible wall or a high fence that I have to jump over and I have to keep jumping over it. It's annoying and it's frustrating and it's just always there. And it's the delayed reaction that really just, oh, fuck you. Fuck you. Mind you, I don't have a problem with the word fuck. I always get that one right. But sometimes I read passages that I've written and it just cuts me up. So, dyslexia. I suffer from it. Do you suffer from it? How do you cope? Do you think that it has made you stronger in some regards? Do you think that, I don't know. I can't honestly say that my dyslexia is a good thing, and sometimes I do feel stupid. but I'm not stupid. I'm not a genius, obviously. But I'm quite smart. You know, mediocre intelligence, but you know, quite creative. This is just a little. Dyslexia. See, I can't even make this some big thing. My life with dyslexia. Because it's not this big thing. It's a small niggling thing. It's a small, consistent grr in my life. It's an occasional uncomfortable itch that, oh, just, ugh. But it's not something I think about every day. But there might be instances when it annoys me every single fucking day. It's just something that you live with. But it's just, I know it affects how people see me. And I think that's part of the benefit of recording. People listen to me. Listen to me roleplay Grumpy Fairies. Fuck. And how I write isn't in the forefront. That's something I've actually started just to realise, just thinking about it. But I wish I could be eloquent, and I wish that I could just write stuff down and it'd be fine. When I was studying, people used to wonder why I didn't take notes. The reason I didn't take notes is because I would go back and try to read my notes, and it would, my Jesus, what the fucking hell? It was just fucking useless. So I found a way to cope with it, which is just reading textbooks over and over and over until I got lazy and didn't even do that. But that's just a little, I don't know. I thought I would share. It's I see a lot of people living a fake life on social media. Everything is perfect and wonderful, and I know that's never been me. So I sound like the fucking Grumpy Fairy right now. I'm just, I don't know. Fucking hungry, I tell you that much. My stomach is rumbling. And just, I have dyslexia, but I'm doing okay. I can do amazing things like this recording. 10,000 subscribers, that to me is just stunning, thrilling. It's just, I'm in awe. Ah! No, no, no! Being attacked by a fly! I'm being attacked by a fly! Fucking hell! If I'm not being dive bombed by fucking seagulls on my doorstep, I'm being attacked by fucking, I swear, if that, well, okay, definitely gonna leave it there. You notice how we went from I'm awed to, my reaction to stuff like that is to flail wildly. Okay, I'm gonna leave it. But